This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by The Belgian Redbeard. From our / erotica, the title of this post is A Teacher Blackmailed, MILF's Descent into Lust. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Laura was a normal woman, a single mom of two, living in an average suburb neighborhood. She was 46 years old, but her husband passed away a long time ago. Her son and daughter had already moved out, so she was now living alone. Her looks were more than average. Her gorgeous facial features always made her look younger than she really was, and when she was seen with her son and daughter, she would look like an older sister rather than their mother. Her smile made people like her right away, and her dark red dyed hair that just reached her shoulders made her look somewhat playful. As a teacher, she knew she had to be very professional while working, but after hours she really enjoyed life by going out a lot and attending parties. The times where she wanted to go out and her friends couldn't join her, she would take her daughter and they would enjoy their nights of mischief together. Both would often get a lot of attention from men, but Laura never really acted on it. She was happy with her family as it was, even though her sex life was practically non-existent. She always was the adventurous type, but it never really got exciting in her bedroom anymore. But things could start to change soon, even outside the bedroom. After another night of just enjoying her toys, she got frustrated of not having the real deal. Her curiosity got her to start browsing the naughtier side of the internet, and she stumbled across an interesting challenge. The challenge demanded that the participant would start touching herself in her office or any other work-related room. Since Laura was a teacher, she knew that for her this room would be her classroom. The mere thought of it made her feel excited and naughty. She decided she was going to do it when she got the chance. Since there was no real person challenging her, and just the internet, she intended to take her time and find the perfect time to complete her challenge. In the past, she had always been adventurous and never backed down from a challenge. She loved to be challenged into doing some sexual things, but it had been so long since the last time. She even played with herself one more time at the thought of the challenge before falling asleep. It was one of those days where Laura had to work late since she had given three of her students detention. The troublesome trio, she called them, but making it sound a lot better than they really were. James, Mateo, and Andre thought they had the world in the palm of their hands. James being a charming white boy of 18 with light-colored hair and blue eyes. Mateo, a Hispanic boy of 18 with dark hair and dark alluring eyes, and Andre, the black guy of 19 who was the biggest of the three. They all were the most handsome guys of their ethnicity in their school, and even of the town they lived in. So it was no wonder they had girls lining up for them. They played with them, dropped them, and moved on to the next. They weren't your typical bad boys of high school, but were more skilled in manipulating everyone around them into doing what they wanted. They lacked interest in school, and that's why Laura had gotten an interest in the guys. She was always the teacher who could get strays back on the straight path. As a teacher, she always was very strict. She found that being strict but caring got the students to respect her more, and thus resulting in better grades. It was no secret she was very good at her job, and the principal really respected her, while the other teachers often complimented her work and came to her with their own issues in the classroom. The troublesome trio even respected their teacher, but couldn't resist looking at her from time to time. She still was a very attractive lady, even though she dressed modest when teaching. Sometimes she could even hear the word MILF being mentioned in their conversations, and they always gave her nice compliments at times she didn't expect, which made her feel great. Since these young guys appreciated her, and she talked to them a lot to understand them better, they had gotten really connected as time progressed. Therefore, she was somewhat disappointed in her projects, as she had to give them detention for making a girl cry out loud during class. The girl never told her why she was crying, and neither did they. So she had no other choice than to keep them there after school. The detention went by quickly as Laura was correcting tests, and the guys were studying for once. Maybe she did have a good influence on them, but only time could tell. About 10 minutes before the detention ended, her mind started to wander off. She started thinking about the things she would do when she got home. Taking a bath and relax was the first thing she intended to do. As she imagined the bath, she started fantasizing about touching her body. She craved a release, and slowly she started to recall the challenge. Since no one would be still at the school except for maybe a cleaning lady, the ideal timing would be after the detention ended. She felt herself getting wet at the thought of doing something so taboo at the school. The time came and she told her projects they could go home. She acted like she was correcting some tests when the guys left, since she didn't dare look at them knowing that she would be touching herself in a couple of minutes. After they left, she waited 10 more minutes to be sure they left the building and she was completely alone. She took a quick glance into the hallway before sitting down on her desk. She shaked a bit out of nervousness and let her hands go to her breasts. She started sliding her hands over her covered C-cup breasts and felt a shiver running through her body. She didn't expect this intense reaction of her body on doing something naughty in public. She could feel her nipples get stiff and pushing against her bra. Since she knew she was alone, she pulled her dress down and took off her bra. She was now openly massaging her boobs and playing with her breasts. Her dress was now hanging around her flat belly and one of her hands started to move down. It felt exhilarating to do this while there was a risk she could get caught. As her hands moved up her dress between her legs, she felt her panties were already soaked. She climbed on the desk and pulled her panties down, leaving them hanging at her ankles. As she moved her fingers through her wet lips, she couldn't hold back a long sigh of pleasure. She felt so vulnerable and exposed, which just made her hornier, and she started playing with herself. At any time, someone could walk past the classroom and see her playing with herself. The troublesome trio had gone to the boys' toilets to smoke, since smoking outside would get them caught. As they had finished while laughing with that pathetic nerd they left crying earlier today, they walked towards the exit of the building. But just before they reached it, Mateo stopped them and pulled them towards the classroom in which they had sat just minutes ago. There they saw something they never expected to see. Their teacher Laura, spread out on her desk passionately rubbing her pussy with her perfect tits out. James pulled out his phone and took some pictures of the hot view they were getting. Laura was so focused on her pleasure, she never even looked towards the window from where she was being viewed. As she reached her orgasm, her body shook and let out a loud moan. The guys hurried and ran out of the building before they were caught. As Laura started tidying up and dressing herself, the boys made a plan. James said, "Damn, I never expected her to be this slutty." Mateo responded, "She's fucking hot, dude. Did you see that body? We need to get our hands on that. I have an idea to get all that and play with her in the meantime. Follow me, we're going to my house," said Andre with an evil grin. They spent over a week creating a plan. Then, on a Sunday night, this plan was set into motion. A secret email account was created, and they used a program blocking the IP address to make sure that there was no way of tracking the mails back to them. They attached one picture of Laura masturbating in the classroom to the mail and typed out the text. "I never expected you to be this naughty, Miss Davis. Your body is amazing. But if you don't want anyone to know about this, you will do exactly as I say. You will get 8 assignments. If you complete them, no one will ever know about your naughty playtime. The first assignment is to wear clothes to school that are a bit sexier than the things you usually wear. Remember, if you fail to complete this task, everyone will find out. Naughty greetings, your secret admirer." Laura was sitting on the couch while drinking a glass of wine while watching a romantic movie when she heard the notification sound coming from her phone. She picked up her phone and opened the new mail. As she started reading, she was scared, but when she finished the mail, she felt completely terrified. Someone had seen her playing with herself in her own classroom and now she was being blackmailed. She didn't even know what to do, but she couldn't give in to it. Or did she have no choice? She spent all evening thinking about how to get rid of this problem or even who it could have been. She was sure the boys had already left school so they wouldn't come back. There was no janitor working on that part of the building as well. She had absolutely no idea who it could have been. She spent all evening wondering if she would give in or just completely refuse the demand. However, the longer she was thinking about it, the more she thought it was somewhat naughty and exciting that someone had seen her like that. Did he like her body, and what would have even happened if he walked in? She needed some relief after this pent-up stress and fingered herself to an intense orgasm before falling asleep. The next morning, she decided she would not give in to these demands. She was a respected teacher and wouldn't let herself be degraded by others like this. She wore a long conservative dress which showed no cleavage and was very long. It would be a clear message to her blackmailer that she wasn't going to give in. However, just to be sure, she packed an open blouse and a shorter skirt just to make sure she had a backup plan if things were going to go wrong. When Laura arrived at the school, she looked around and saw a few students standing on the schoolyard, but none of them was really paying attention to her. However, from afar, Andre was acting like he was on his phone while keeping an eye out for his favorite teacher to arrive. When he glanced over his phone, he could see that the MILF didn't meet his demands. He texted a quick message to his other friends to start the second part of his plan. When Laura walked into the building, she was still trying to see if someone was waiting for her. Without any confirmation of who might be the blackmailer, she walked into the classroom. As she entered, she let out a sigh. She thought the mysterious person was not going to push through. But upon walking up to her desk, she saw a printed copy of the picture she received via mail yesterday, with a text written on it: "Given or pay the price." Another wave of panic fell over her. The blackmailer had seen her and wasn't happy. At this time, she was glad to have taken that extra set of clothing. She didn't want to budge, but she realized she had no choice. So quickly before the classes began, she put on the other set of clothes and tried her best to still look professional in them. However, her big rack and nice slender legs couldn't be kept invisible now. The blouse gave her a nice cleavage, and the red skirt ended above her knees. Since she wasn't used to wearing these clothes, she felt somewhat uneasy. The moment her nerves calmed down a little, the first classes started. During the day, she almost forgot that she wore more revealing clothes than before, since she was always really invested in her students. She did notice a few guys looking down her cleavage and at her legs from time to time. Instead of feeling this uneasiness, she felt flattered. These young fit guys looking down on her made her feel attractive, and a few times she even had to blush a little. After all her classes ended, she went to her car and sat down. Once seated, she got a notification. However, she decided it was best to open it up at home. So, when she got home, she quickly went inside and opened her mail. "You did well today by changing so quickly, Miss Davis. You looked beautiful in that outfit today." Every guy was amazed. "But now you know what happens if you don't obey me. For your next assignment, you will also be wearing sexy clothes like you did today. But the extra rule for tomorrow is you cannot wear a bra." For Laura, not wearing a bra wasn't that big of a problem. She could just have that extra button closed and no one would notice her lack of breast support. So, since she already was wearing more revealing clothes than before, this didn't really make her that frightened to comply with. So, the next day she was wearing another white blouse and a black short skirt. This made her look like a standard businesswoman, only a lot sexier. It felt naughty to go out without a bra under her blouse, but she knew no one could see it with all the buttons she had closed up. However, when arrived at the school parking lot, she wanted to check her makeup one last time. In doing so, she noticed that in the natural sunlight her shirt was a bit see-through. She didn't notice this back at home, since she didn't turn on the lights and was in a hurry. She had some naughty dreams but couldn't quite remember what. This almost made her late, but now she regretted getting up late. Her nipples were somewhat visible if someone looked from up close, and it was too late to go home and change. She would have to bear through it and keep her distance from the students. She hurried across the school grounds towards her classroom while holding her arm before her chest so not a single person could notice clothing. Although no one would probably see her lack of a bra, she wouldn't take any chances with students or other teachers. Once in her classroom, she let out a sigh of relief and sat down at her desk. When she looked down on her desk, she noticed a small note laying there waiting for her. "Proof will be needed" was the only thing it said, and she knew exactly what that note implied. She would have to open those buttons she made sure were closed before coming here. One by one, she opened them up until right above halfway her breasts. She wasn't sure if this was enough as proof, so just to be sure, she opened just one more button. So now the buttons were opened a bit more than halfway her luscious breasts. Now it was clear that Laura wasn't wearing a bra. She was a bit scared at what the students might think of her. Would they think she was rocking her outfit with confidence? Or would they think their teacher was acting like a slut that wanted attention? Either way, she felt a bit nervous, but excited at the thought of it. So as soon as the students started entering her class, she bended herself over her desk as if looking into some books. This, however, gave a certain threesome who knew where to look a pretty interesting view down her blouse. As soon as all students sat down, she looked up and started her class. She noticed right away that the male students couldn't keep their gaze away from her open blouse. Although they were ogling her, she was also happy that for once everybody's head was turned to the front for the entire time. But while time progressed, Laura noticed she loved their eyes roaming her body. She felt sexy in front of these young guys. She gave her class an assignment to do so they could put their focus on their books. But at a certain moment, something happened for which she wasn't prepared. James suddenly raised his hand and wanted to ask a question. "What is it, James?" Laura asked out loud in hopes of being able to answer the question from her spot in front of the class. "Could you come over, Miss Davis? It's hard to explain," was the answer she got. So now she had to move to the back of her class past all students to where her three hardest students were sitting. Little did she know this was exactly what they had planned to do. She quickly moved to the table where James was sitting to make sure no other students could see her from up close. As she reached his table, Laura noticed that all three of the students at the back were now looking at her. They could vaguely see her pink brownish nipples through the white fabric, and she felt fully exposed. They were all ogling her. But James made sure not to blow their cover and asked a decent question related to the assignment. While she answered, she felt the guys staring at her. She felt saved when the bell rang announcing the end of her class. However, she didn't answer the question yet, so it was no wonder James was waiting for an answer. She did notice that also Andre and Mateo were still sitting at their desk. They were probably just waiting for James since they were always together. So, she made sure to give a quick explanation to James, who was eagerly paying attention to her and, of course, to her body. When she finished her explanation, James started closing his book. But in doing so, he accidentally pushed his elbow into his bottle of water. Because of the hard push, the bottle fell down on the desk and the bottle cap came loose. The water splashed out onto Laura. She quickly started rubbing off the water, trying to keep it from soaking her shirt, but it was no use. Her white blouse was now wet and completely see-through. The fabric was sticking to her perfect breasts, and every inch of flesh was visible. She noticed that all three remaining pairs of eyes were now glued to her tits. They all got a good view before she pulled her arms in front of her chest and said, "Guys, you better go so I can clean up. James, try to be more careful next time," Laura said to them, slightly irritated. But once the guys walked out, James turned back and said with a grin, "Thanks, teacher." She knew exactly that he wasn't referring to the explanation, but the clear view all three got. By now she was already thinking that one of these three was the blackmailer. Laura then was surprised by her own body. At first, she was paying attention to the guys to make sure they left, but then she felt something poking into her arms. Her nipples were rock hard, and even removing her arms from her chest, which caused a slight brush against her nipples, made her moan. She was turned on by the fact that her students saw her tits. She knew this was so wrong, but liked the fact that she was turned on. She hurried home and couldn't contain herself to open her blouse and play with her nipples. They were still hard since she kept fantasizing about that moment. She frantically fingered herself to an orgasm before realizing there might have been a new male. She quickly took her phone out of her purse and opened it up. There was indeed a new male waiting there for her. While she opened it, she felt herself getting turned on again. "All male students loved the sexy view today, Miss Laura. You made me proud. For the next assignment, you will open all buttons of your shirt. I don't care how or what excuse you use, but if you don't do it, well, you know the consequence." This meant that she would be exposing even more than today. She was so horny of the thought of having to expose herself more and more, and brought herself to another orgasm before falling asleep.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.